Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. I guess we can say on the eve of July 4th. Is that appropriate?
Yes.
Okay.
It is July 4th Eve.
We're going to go through a lot of scenarios with you today for the next 3 hours, updating you, keeping you really in tune with what's going on, where it's happening, and why it's happening. So stay with us. Let's go ahead and jump into, right now, three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Escambia Children's Trust Board has agreed to set a proposed settlement to Escambia County. This is to resolve a dispute over $1.13 million in past tax payments. The issue now is how tax dollars will be distributed inside community redevelopment areas. If county commissioners agree to the deal, the trust would pay the full amount, but with clear rules on how the funds are used going forward.
And AAA is ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day week. The Auto Club is activating its Tow to Go program. You've heard us talk about this before. The free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride. The program is going to begin at 6 p.m. tomorrow and run through 6 a.m. Monday. If you need help, call 855-2-TOW-2-GO. So that's 2-TOW-2-GO.
Okay. And story number three, Santa Rosa deputies arrested 19-year-old Noah Hoffman as a suspect in a Tuesday shooting in East Milton. Deputies say Hoffman was allegedly selling drugs when he decided to rob three individuals, leading to gunfire. This happened in the 7900 block of Kamey Court. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office initially thought the incident was a drive-by shooting, but wasn't the case.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And Santa Rosa Island Authority has been considering new funding options for emergency services on Pensacola Beach. They're trying to decide whether to raise the fire tax or find another way. The rate has not increased in over 10 years, and the growth has raised the county population to about 336,000 in the county and needs more fire stations. The next meeting is July 10th.
Okay, 4:15, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Taking a look at that local traffic and weather together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. Visit insect.net today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see, at least in regards to stuff you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot would have to be Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We typically have issues there, but there is an accident reported in that area. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 92 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Friday is going to be a high of 94. With a low of 76, and late Friday evening heading into your weekend, we will see some rain chances creep into play. Saturday and Sunday have highs in the low 90s. Now it's time for your History of the Blue Angels, brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
Since 1946, the Blue Angels had been known as the Navy Flight Demonstration Team. But in December of 1973, an organizational change was made, and the Blue Angels were commissioned as the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron. And while that may seem to be just a matter of semantics, its structure within the Navy is significant. The status and organizational importance is much greater as a squadron. And as a squadron, they have their own true commanding officer. While as a team, though they had a flight leader, they were under the command of the CO of NAS Pensacola. As a squadron, they would also have more support personnel assigned to them. Additionally, with the classification as a squadron, the maintenance crew's total responsibility was to maintain the Blue Angels planes. Under a team classification, the maintenance personnel could have been pulled at any time to other duties, which could have adversely affected the readiness of the team. As a squadron, they would have more authority and control over their activities. And the first commanding officer of the new squadron was Commander Tony Less. Another change made at the same time was the transition into new aircraft. While the F-4 Phantom was a spectacular jet, it was very expensive to maintain and fly. Its two engines guzzled fuel, and that was not a good trait in the midst of the 1973 energy crisis. So the Blue Angels switched to a slightly smaller single-engine aircraft, the McDonnell Douglas A-4 Skyhawk II. Though smaller than the Phantom, The impressive maneuverability, rate of climb, and shorter turning radius proved to be exceptional qualities for their role as demonstration aircraft. These A-4s also required far less maintenance than the Phantoms, which allowed the Blue Angels officers and crew to spend more time helping young people interested in careers in the Navy. Recruiting was one of the primary missions given for organizing the team into a squadron. The first public performance in the new Skyhawks was on May 18th at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. Among the pilots in the 1974 season was a 29-year-old captain in the Marine Corps. He flew the number 4 slot position, and his name was John Fogg. Who'd have predicted that 20 years later, he would be selected as mayor of Pensacola? I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
The Blue Angels are known for their breathtaking aerial performances, not for saving lives. But that's just what they did. Find out how in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at varishp.com. Varis Health Partners.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 4:20 afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us on today. One driver has survived a freak accident while traveling on the 95 freeway in Florida, down in Central Florida. An object crashed through her windshield and nearly hit her. Fox 35, Orlando's Esther Bauer. She's down in Vieira, Florida, with the story for us.
A tire stopper leaves behind a gaping hole in Farrah's windshield. She was driving home from work on I-95 last month when the freak accident happened.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, my windshield imploded on me with glass and, you know, air 75 miles an hour coming at my face.
She was able to pull off to the shoulder, and that response likely saved others. FHP says these accidents are rare, but not unheard of. Weeks later, her car has a new windshield, but her steering wheel still needs work. She's sharing her story so drivers will be more aware and alert. She has no idea what vehicle the tire stopper came from, but now she's getting her confidence back and driving on the interstate again.
And nearly 3 dozen people are facing charges after an undercover sting targeting prostitution, drug trafficking, and illegal weapons in Northeast Florida. Dubbed Operation Poppin' John's, the 3-day effort involved the St. John's, Jacksonville, and Nassau County Sheriff's Offices. Investigators say they uncovered disturbing trends, including juveniles forced into sex trafficking and adults knowingly spreading STDs.
422 News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. The detention center in the Florida Everglades is now receiving the first groups of illegal migrants and immigrants. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
The first group of detained migrants is now said to be residing at what is being called Alligator Alcatraz, a holding facility built by the state of Florida at the site of a training airfield in the middle of the Everglades. The facility has the capacity to house thousands of detainees and is planned to operate as a facility for housing, processing, and eventually deporting captured criminal aliens. Law enforcement around the state of Florida is working under agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to apprehend and hold migrants discovered to be in the country illegally. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And, of course, we've been telling you a lot throughout this week about July 4th traveling, how Florida's a top destination. Well, here are some of the numbers for you and some of the places that are going to be visited the most. Over 72 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home this week. And some of the top places in the Sunshine State that are considered travel destinations for this year include Orlando, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale.
And as a matter of fact, Dana Marie McNichol, following this story for us down in Orlando, she has the latest forecasting that record surge for holiday weekend travel.
For the first time in over a decade, the 4th of July lands on a Friday, and people are taking advantage of it here at Miami International Airport. It's been pretty quiet and manageable. Most passengers are just excited to get out of town before the heavy rain hits. Fox Weather is warning that Florida could see up to a half a foot of rain over the holiday weekend. Mix in the usual afternoon thunderstorms and the holiday rush, and you've got a recipe for potential delays. Lightning can halt refueling, push back departure times, and even stop takeoffs altogether. Over 72 million people will be hitting the roads and skies. According to AAA, a staggering 7 million more people than in 2019.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let's check out the situation on the stock market today. Yeah, the stock's ending up on a shortened trading day and week. Hillary Barsky has more for us.
Stocks ending higher following a strong June jobs report, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 hitting all-time record closes. U.S. stock trading ending at 1 p.m. Eastern Time ahead of the Independence Day holiday. The June jobs report is lowering expectations that the Fed will reduce rates anytime soon, but at the same time reaffirm the resilience of the U.S. economy. Employers adding 147,000 jobs during the month, exceeding the 110,000 that economists had expected. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase and Microsoft, the Dow decliners 3M, Merck, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 344 points, the NASDAQ higher by 208, S&P 500 up 52. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Bryce, looking at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, a lot to dig into here. So this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, did have a texter letting us know that there are some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest, in the Pine Forest area. So be on the lookout for that. And also, feel free to text in at any time, 850-437-1620. Let us know what you're seeing on the roads. We also have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and developing on Airport Boulevard. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Davis Highway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 92 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Friday is going to be a high of 94, and late Friday night, bleeding into your weekend, we're going to see some very slight rainfall chances creep up. Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be hitting around 50-60% with highs in the low 90s.
Okay, 426, News Radio 92.3. Severe weather set to cause some delays, but that's not stopping Americans from traveling across the country for the 4th of July. Dana Marie McNichol, she's down in Miami, has the latest for us.
Lines have been short, but issues are stemming from the weather. Heavy rain has caused almost 100 delays. Fox Weather is warning Florida could see up to half a foot of rain this holiday weekend. Now, if you're flying, you probably felt it in your wallet. AAA says the average round-trip domestic flight is $810. That's up 4% from last year. There is a silver lining for drivers. Gas prices are the lowest they've been since 2021, according to the travel company. Beyond flying and driving, another 5 million passengers are expected to take a bus, train, or cruise ship. No matter the mode of transportation, travel experts are telling people, pack your patience. In Miami, Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
And one of our biggest stories here nationally today, the big, beautiful bill passing the House. The bill passed by a razor-thin margin, 218 to 214. Well, didn't take long to get some public criticism. Former President Biden speaking out against the bill. He posted on X, quote, the Republican budget bill is not only reckless, it's cruel. He goes on to claim that it slashes Medicaid and takes away health care from millions of Americans. And he closed by saying that working people deserve better.
The latest jobs report for June shows the U.S. labor market continuing to show surprising resilience. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The unemployment rate slightly decreasing to 4.1%. Again, another surprise. But when you look under the hood of this, the private sector only created 74,000 jobs. Overall, government created 73,000 jobs. Now, all of those in state and local governments, because the federal government actually lost 7,000 jobs. Now, the Federal Reserve wants to see private company growth, which was weak in this report. The Fed chairman could point to the overall number and say interest rates are where they should be, which is what he will likely do in the July meeting. Now, for President Trump, his agenda is about jobs. The White House economic advisors say that the trade deals will create jobs because of increased exports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent this morning saying that we will see uncertainty settle in a flurry of trade deals before the July 9th reciprocal snapback tariff deadline.
And New York Attorney General Letitia James has won a court order blocking the Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Health and Human Services. James led a coalition of 19 other attorneys general, including those in New Jersey and Connecticut, in suing the administration back in May. This came after Health Secretary RFK Jr. announced he was restructuring the HHS, which led to the firing of 10,000 federal workers and the collapsing of several agencies.
428 News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. President Trump and New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mandani exchanging war words this week. Brian Yunus reporting from the streets of Manhattan this afternoon.
It's a war of words that could end up helping Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani's chances of becoming New York's next mayor, given the fact that 70% of New York City voted against President Trump in 2024. The president reiterating that he could strip New York of its federal funding, while yesterday Mamdani responded to the president's threats that he'll have him arrested if Mamdani blocks ICE deportations in New York.
It is easier for him to fan the flames of division than to acknowledge the ways in which he has betrayed those working class Americans, not just in this city, but across this country.
Meanwhile, billionaire hedge fund executive and Trump supporter Bill Ackman says he's endorsing Mayor Eric Adams over former Governor Andrew Cuomo after meeting both yesterday.
News Radio 92.3, afternoon, everybody. Homeland Security says it's no longer returning migrants facing prosecution in California due to the state's sanctuary policies. Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
Chief Greg Bovino leads a task force of 100 Border Patrol agents in Los Angeles. His team recently picked up a Chinese national who was not only in the country illegally, but also wanted in L.A. for assault with a deadly weapon. Normally, he'd be handed over to local officials for prosecution. But Bovino posted on X, that's no longer happening. Quote, due to sanctuary policies in California, we aren't turning him over to local authorities because, as we've seen many times, this criminal illegal alien will be released back into the country.
All right, a National Guard troop starting to leave L.A. and be reassigned. U.S. Northern Command says about 150 members of Task Force 51 are being pulled from helping police ICE protests. Governor Newsom posted on X that the troops will return to wildfire duties.
Okay, pets need protection this summer. And coming up in less than 20 minutes, I'm going to give you some of those tips to help you out. It'll make Fido happy, I promise. Okay, this is News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Republicans predicting better economic times ahead after passing President Trump's tax break and spending bill.
Wages will rise. I think household income will go up. I think the job participation rate will increase dramatically. I think unemployment will be low. We're going to duplicate what we did in the first Trump administration.
Speaker Mike Johnson reacting after the bill squeaked through the House. Democrats unified against the measure and made plenty of dire predictions.
Medicare could be cut by more than $500 billion.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries warning millions of Americans are at risk of losing their health care. He set a House record today, giving the longest ever speech in that chamber at more than 8 hours. President Trump is expected to sign the bill during a White House ceremony tomorrow afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
A lot of life can happen between sips of Dasani. You know, the life moments, big and small, that are worth getting thirsty for. Like organizing a family movie night under the stars. Or hearing an old favorite song and having an impromptu dance party. Or finding a new dinner recipe that the whole family loves.
Mm.
The crisp, clean taste of Dasani was made for all of life's thirst-worthy moments. Dasani. Because life happens between sips.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Children's Trust Board has agreed to send a proposed settlement to Escambia County to resolve a dispute over $1.13 million in past tax payments. The issue now is how tax dollars will be distributed inside community redevelopment areas. If county commissioners agreed to the deal, the trust would pay the full amount, but with clearer rules on how the funds are used going forward.
Okay, the second story that we're watching for you this afternoon, and again, thanks a lot for having us on. AAA is ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day weekend. The Auto Club activating its Tow2Go program. You're familiar with this program. It's a great program. It's a free service providing impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride home. The program will start 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. It runs through 6 a.m. Monday. If you do need some help, here's the number, 855-2, the number, numeric 2, and then alphanumeric. Here we go, Tow2Go. There you go, and good luck to you. Hope you don't have to use it.
Absolutely. And our third and final top story this afternoon. Santa Rosa deputies arrested 19-year-old Noah Hoffman as a suspect in a Tuesday shooting in East Milton. Deputies say Hoffman was allegedly selling drugs when he decided to rob three individuals, leading to gunfire in the 7900 block of Kamey Court. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office initially thought the incident was a drive-by shooting.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, travel delays could potentially be on the horizon as SDOT is going to engage in a $7.2 million resurfacing project. This is on the 110 freeway, the 10 freeway, and onto Highway 98. During the upcoming construction, you will encounter lane closures between 8P, 6A. You'll also look for periodic 110 on and off ramp detours. This project, by the way, scheduled for completion in early 2026.
All right. And an Escambia County High School staff member has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with a double shooting that resulted in the death of teenager Gabriel Elijah Hooks. 24-year-old Jalen Pugh admitted to being present at the scene, but he refused to answer any further questions. An investigation is ongoing to clarify his role in the street race prior to the shooting and his actions after it.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The All-Star Game is coming. Starting players revealed. I'm Jared Max, 12 days away from the Major League Baseball Midsummer Classic, July 15th on Fox. Last night, all 18 starting position players were announced. Leading the way in representation, the Dodgers and the Tigers each have three starters. For Los Angeles, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith. For American League Best Detroit, Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, and Javier Baez. Reserves and pitchers for the American and National League All-Star teams will get revealed Sunday. The Dodgers won for the 14th time in 17 games Wednesday, scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk off against the White Sox 5-4. Clayton Kershaw became the 20th pitcher in Major League history to record 3,000 strikeouts. International soccer news. Portuguese star Diogo Jota, who played for Liverpool in English Premier League, died early this morning in Spain with his brother in a car accident. Diogo Jota was 28 years old. His team stated Liverpool Football Club are devastated by the tragic passing of Diogo Jota. His brother, 25-year-old André Silva, also played professional soccer for a team in Portugal. Portuguese Football Federation stated, "We have lost two champions. Their deaths represent irreparable losses for Portuguese football, and we will do everything we can to honor their legacy every day." In the first 3 days of the Wimbledon Championships, American Taylor Fritz played two matches that both went the distance, five sets. Fritz won his second rounder yesterday over Gabriel Diallo from Canada. Fritz has already played 109 service games in two matches at Wimbledon, where he's the third top five seed player ever to play back-to-back five setters to make it to the third round. Today, 10th-seeded American Ben Shelton and 13th-seed Tommy Paul both play their second-round matches, as do 29th-seed Brandon Nakashima and Riley Opelka against each other. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Cleveland Guardians pitcher Louis Ortiz is under investigation by the MLB for allegedly violating the league's sports gambling policy. That's according to multiple reports. Ortiz is being placed on non-disciplinary paid leave while the investigation is ongoing, and the leave is negotiated between the league and the MLB Players Association. It's going to last until the All-Star break concludes.
News Radio 92.3, a prominent boxer from Mexico is going to be deported. Joe Morgan has the details for you.
Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is being processed for expedited removal from the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Chavez, a Mexican citizen, has an active arrest warrant in his home country for his involvement in organized crime and trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives. Chavez entered the U.S. legally on a B-2 tourist visa, but he stayed past its expiration date of February 2024. He is also believed to be an affiliate of the Sinaloa cartel. Chavez was arrested in Studio City, California on Wednesday, days after the former middleweight champion lost a boxing match against Jake Paul. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
439 News Radio 92.3. Want to kind of go through this with you here this afternoon, and this is the way it's laying out. The University of Pennsylvania regained $175 million in funding after coming to an agreement with the Trump administration. This is to remove transgender swimmer Leah Thomas's records and titles after an investigation found the university violated Title IX regulations by allowing her to compete on the women's team. Former University of Penn swimmer Paula Scanlon praises the move on the event, and this is what she had to say.
I'm grateful for the Trump administration. I'm grateful for Secretary McMahon for taking this step. And it is a huge first step. This is historic. We've never seen a university come back and say, we messed up, and really take this back.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Empower. Invest well so you can live a little at Empower.com. The WBA and the boxing world did something pretty big this week. They took that bum Jake Paul and they put him in their cruiserweight rankings because Dana White and TKO are getting into the boxing game. And all the traditional boxing people have developed no stars, so now they really have to tap into Jake Paul, who most people view as a joke. I am Gresh with your Sports Minute.
Empower.
Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a massive, get this, I want Austin to listen to this now. A massive turkey bacon recall is underway over contamination fears. Ooh. Not good. Tom Graham has more for us.
Oscar Mayer is recalling nearly 368,000 pounds of turkey bacon over fears it could be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. Federal health officials made the announcement Wednesday. The contamination was discovered during the company's laboratory testing. So far, no illnesses have been reported. Symptoms of Listeria infection include fever, achy muscles, heartache, stiff neck, confusion, and convulsions. It can be deadly. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And since we're talking about bacteria here, several beaches across the country are issuing closures and advisories because of excessive levels of harmful bacteria. Fecal waste, which can cause gastrointestinal illness and skin infections, is causing havoc for summer swimmers. Just ahead of the long Independence Day weekend, at least six states have issued closures or advisories for certain beaches and lakes that have tested positive for above safe levels of fecal bacteria. Those states include Massachusetts, where nearly two dozen beaches are closed, along with New York, Michigan, Illinois, and California.
News Radio 92.3. I'm going to kind of jump on that subject you're talking about here. If you're going to be grilling out there and cooking it up this 4th of July, here's some tips you should keep in mind to stay safe. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. It's almost the 4th of July, and for many, that means doing some grilling. The National Fire Protection Association has some tips and guidelines to make sure your cooking experience is a fire-safe one. First, check propane tanks for leaks. Make sure the grill is clean and that grease and fat buildup are removed from the grill and catch trays below. Your grill should be away from the home, deck railings, or away from overhanging branches. If it's a gas grill, make sure to open the lid before lighting it, and never leave your grill unattended when in use. Also keep children and pets a few feet away. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Getting close to 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All righty. So we have gotten some further text engagement. We do have some bad traffic backing up at Davis and Airport. It's creating a backup all the way to 9th Avenue. Apparently, there's an 18-wheeler cab getting a tow hookup, so that could be taking a while. But that was also a texter letting us know that. Thank you very much. You can always text in 850-437-1620. We're also dealing with some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and I-10, traveling westbound towards Exit 7. That's Pine Forest. Just a lot of heavy traffic on I-10 today. Probably some travel mayhem going on here at the last minute. As for your weather on a local scale, 92 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Friday and into your weekend, we're going to have highs above 90 degrees, but especially on Saturday and Sunday, expect those rainfall chances to creep back in.
Okay, Central Florida is anticipating heavy rains through the holiday weekend. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
A low-pressure system still situated at northern and central Florida continues to have a medium chance for tropical development, but is in the meantime causing heavy rain through much of Florida's peninsula and could also be bringing stormy conditions up the Georgia and Carolina coastlines over the coming days. Stormy weather likely impacts holiday travel plans during a July 4th weekend when millions were predicted to be taking a vacation. Florida's beaches, however, remain open at a time where other popular beaches from New York to California are suffering high contamination warnings and outright closures. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the job market held up better than expected in June. Here's some positive information to share with you today. Here's Jenny Casola.
Job growth remained strong last month, and the unemployment rate declined, even though the month had a backdrop of uncertainty over trade. There were 147,000 new jobs created. Economists estimated only 110,000. June's unemployment rate improved to 4.1%. Also, the numbers for April and May were revised to reflect stronger job growth than first reported. A separate report on new claims for benefits found 4,000 fewer people signed up for unemployment in the week ending June 28th to 233,000. That's the lowest level since May 17th. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The House of Representatives today passing President Donald Trump's massive tax and spending bill. The final vote was 218 to 214, with two Republicans, Thomas Massey and Brian Fitzpatrick, voting against it alongside all of the chamber's Democrats. The bill now heads to Trump's desk for signature. Shares of TripAdvisor jumping 17% today after Starboard Value revealed a more than 9% stake in the online travel company, according to a securities filing. The position was valued at roughly $160 million as of yesterday's close. TripAdvisor shares have been flat this year after losing more than 30% in 2024. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow up 344 points and the NASDAQ gaining more than 200. Crude oil futures for August are down slightly, sitting above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, you might call it excellent. Excellent. A major restaurant chain is dropping a surcharge on eggs, if you didn't already
pick up on
this.
That.
Yeah. Jill Nato has more on the details.
Waffle House has dropped a 50 cent per egg surcharge as prices of the popular breakfast food have stabilized. The chain posted on X that the egg surcharge is officially off the menu and thanked its customers for understanding. The price was raised at Waffle House and plenty of other restaurants when egg prices surged earlier this year. That happened as farmers had to kill off millions of chickens due to an outbreak of bird flu. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And trash is starting to pile up in Philadelphia as a strike involving thousands of municipal workers enters a third day. Some 9,000 members of the District Council 33 union walked off the job on Tuesday, impacting services like trash removal, water, 911 dispatch, and more. There's a map online of locations for collection centers where residents can bring their trash. Negotiations to resolve the strike are still ongoing.
Okay, fireworks could soon be the latest victim of the U.S. and China's ongoing tariff dispute. Here's the latest from Washington.
Pyrotechnicians are holding out hope that fireworks will be exempt from President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports. Lansden Hill, president of Pyro Shows Incorporated, doesn't know what tariffs will do to next year's 4th of July display over Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a moving target. None of us really know.
The U.S. and China agreed to pause tariff increases for 90 days. However, those tariff rates could shoot back up again in August. Fireworks are an American tradition, but it relies on Chinese production. Julie Heckman, executive director of the Pyrotechnics Association, estimates 99% of consumer fireworks come from China. The APA says some fireworks companies are looking to save a few bucks by shortening shows and using less expensive shells. In Nashville, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
And of course, just earlier this week, we were talking about a lot of Ford vehicles being recalled, and very kind of Nissan to not let them go through it alone. Nissan recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles in the U.S. over a faulty part that could cause engine failure. According to an NHTSA recall report, engine bearings within certain models under its brand and the Infiniti brand might have a manufacturing defect that could cause engine damage and potentially lead to engine failure. The company says owners may encounter an abnormal noise from the engine compartment, rough running, malfunction indicator lights, or instrument cluster warning messages if their vehicle is experiencing problems with its bearings.
Okay, happy birthday, America. The 4th of July is a federal holiday, which means non-essential federal offices, stock markets, most banks going to be closed. There will also be no U.S. mail delivery, although UPS and FedEx will be trunking through the neighborhoods for you. Most restaurants, by the way, and grocery and retail stores also will be open.
All right, good to know. And Apple has an official Threads account 2 years after the launch of the social media site. Threads, which is Instagram's answer to X, launched in mid-2023, but Apple had stayed off until now. It's a new account at Apple, believe it or not. It picked up 5 million followers almost immediately.
Interesting story here. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says leaders in Key West, of course, the state's most southern city, face possible removal from office if they fail to restore an agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Recently, Key West commissioners voted 5-1 to void an agreement that requires its police department to partner with ICE.
All right, 4:51 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on this Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Tomorrow is the Free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
There's nothing holding me back.
Me 4:55, News Radio 92.3. Let me get my dancing shoes on here this afternoon.
Yeah, we're jamming out here.
Absolutely right. I hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for letting us share it with you. Boy, I got to tell you something. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together now.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those are some of our worst looking spots right now. We also have an accident. This is going to be reported on US 98. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound, just getting over Perdido Bay, heading into our neck of the woods here in Pensacola. We do have some backups there, so just be on the lookout for that. Those are your most major spots right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 92 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Your Independence Day Friday, along with Saturday and Sunday, are going to have highs in the low to mid 90s. But especially on Saturday and Sunday, expect those rain chances to creep back into the equation.
Here's today's pop culture news.
4:56 News Radio 92.3. Competitors for the 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest officially weighing in for the competition this afternoon. 16-time contest champion, Joey Chestnut, discussing his return to the annual event.
We didn't burn any bridges, but yeah, and I love this event, and I was willing to keep talking, and I'm happy we figured it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And also wanted to touch on this for you. Michigan's oldest resident, here's some good news, it's the third oldest person in the U.S. They turn 114 years old tomorrow. Bonita Gibson credits her longevity to eating potatoes, of all things, which she and her husband used to farm, and staying positive as well. Born in Kansas, Gibson grew up in Missouri and later moved to Idaho. She moved to Michigan, where her grandson lives where her grandson lived when she was 102. This year, she plans to celebrate her birthday in America's at a local 4th of July parade.
Yeah, what a party with that lady. Los Angeles movie studio hitting the market for $45 million amid an exodus of productions from Hollywood. Well, here's Max Gordon. He's in L.A. with more.
The historic Occidental Studios was built back in 1913 and features office space, bungalows, and four sound stages. It comes after the $44 million sale of Jim Henson Studios last year. And all this turnover is happening amid a tough time for Hollywood. Productions have been moving out of Hollywood and the L.A. area to other states and other countries, lured away by tax incentives and lower production costs. But now, California's legislature has approved an increase to the state's film tax credit program, up from $330 million to $750 million a year. Only time will tell if it'll be enough to get productions back to Southern California and whether or not the stages at Occidental Studios will be bustling once again. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And speaking of theatrical productions as a whole, Jurassic World Rebirth is on track to rule the box office this holiday weekend. The latest entry in the dinosaur franchise brought people out to the theaters on Wednesday for a projected opening day gross of $28 million. It's expected to make nearly $130 million over the long holiday weekend.
News Radio 92.3, one of Quentin Tarantino's favorite actors, has passed away. Here's Michelle Pollino with more.
Michael Madsen, the gravel-voiced tough guy who became a Quentin Tarantino staple, has died at 67 years old. The actor was found unresponsive Thursday morning at his Malibu home, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. His rep confirmed he suffered cardiac arrest. Known for his menacing charm, Madsen was a fixture in Tarantino's films, most notable for his dance moves in Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, what's going on? You hear that?
Madsen starred in Kill Bill, The Hateful Eight, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and in many other films like Thelma and Louise, Donnie Brasco, Sin City, and dozens more acting credits since his start in the 1980s. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
The BBC is issuing an apology over a controversial televised performance. This will be good. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The BBC is apologizing after airing a controversial Glastonbury Music Festival performance by Bob Villain, in which a member of the punk rap duo led the crowd in the chant "Death to the IDF," the Israeli Defense Forces, despite internal warnings labeling the act high risk. The network said in their statement that there was no place for anti-Semitism at or on the BBC. BBC Director General Tim Davie addressed staff directly in an internal memo, stating, "I deeply regret that such offensive and deplorable behavior appeared on the BBC, in particular to Jewish colleagues and the Jewish community, despite a formal risk assessment flagging Bob Villain and six other acts as high risk." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, Austin, we're going to take a break here. Come on back, get you all refreshed, have some great information to share with you. News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.